of an Ethiopian Airlines plane last month says the aircraft nosedived several times before it crashed. Ethiopia's transport minister says the pilots followed Boeing's procedure during the emergency.
The takeoff roll appeared very normal. And the fourth one is the crew performed all the procedures repeatedly provided by the manufacturer, but was not able to control the aircraft.
The flight crashed after takeoff from Addis Ababa, killing 157 people. Aviation safety expert John Cox says the Ethiopian report on last month's crash is part of a long process.
I think that the improvements that Boeing is going to make to the airplane will go a long way to getting those problems resolved so that it can't happen again, which is exactly, that's the whole focus is for accident investigators, is to make sure that it does not happen again.
It was the second crash of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in 5 months. New Zealand police say the self-proclaimed white supremacist accused of the massacre at two Christchurch mosques will face 50 murder charges and 39 attempted murder charges when he makes his second court appearance on Friday. Ugandan security forces are still searching for an American tourist and local driver who were abducted at gunpoint this week in a national park. Ugandan police have identified the American as Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver as Jean Paul. Uganda says the kidnappers used the victim's phone to demand a ransom of $500,000. Uganda says it has closed border crossings with Congo. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two major newspapers are reporting that some investigators in the probe of U.S. President Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign say the findings in special counsel Robert Mueller's report are more damaging for the president than suggested by Attorney General William Barr. Barr issued a four-page summary about the report into allegations the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to influence the election in Trump's favor. But the New York Times and the Washington Post say Mueller's investigators have told associates that Barr failed to adequately portray the findings of their inquiry. The Post says members of Mueller's team believe the evidence they gathered on obstruction of justice was alarming and significant. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Washington to celebrate the alliance's 70th anniversary amid rifts between members over security and trade issues. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo opened the meeting today with an appeal for unity to confront great power challenges from Russia, China, and Iran. He also called on NATO members to explain the importance of boosting defense spending.
Now is not the time to repeat tired excuses that our citizens don't support increased defense spending or security spending. Each nation has a duty to make the case to our people. We as leaders have a duty to make the case to our citizens about why this work, why these resources are important to keep not only our own countries, but our alliance strong.
Pompeo says the alliance is well positioned to move forward. President Trump is meeting today at the White House with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, a sign that the world's two top economic powers could be nearing a trade agreement after marathon talks. The two countries had originally hoped to reach an agreement by March 1st, but even as the negotiations have extended, Mr. Trump and his economic advisers say the discussions are progressing. Some officials have suggested a deal could be reached by the end of April. Pope Francis named Atlanta Archbishop Wilton Gregory as the new Archbishop of Washington, choosing a moderate and the first African American to lead the archdiocese that has become the epicenter of the clergy sex abuse crisis in the U.S. AP's Nicole Winfield says Gregory comes to Washington with experience dealing with the sexual abuse crisis.
He also has a strong track record going into it in his handling of the sexual abuse crisis. He was head of the U.S. Church when it first erupted in 2002, and he is widely credited with having helped push through the strong zero-tolerance policy that the American bishops adopted then.
That's AP's Nicole Winfield. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
News. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA.